Call of Duty Modern Warfare is one of the most anticipated video game releases of the fall.
The rules of engagement have changed.
The game leads players through military missions and combat.
If you can't identify the target, you are the target.
So, it makes sense that Army recruiters pick this game to be the centerpiece of a recent recruiting event at an esports arena in Lakewood, a suburb outside of Denver. It's a dark room the size of a warehouse, lit mainly by the glow from rows and rows of computer screens. The people playing wear headphones. You hear the excited chatter of players and controllers clicking. Anyone who came to the game's release party was able to play the new game, as long as they also spoke to Army recruiters.
This is the targeted, you know, demographic, you know, these young men and women that come out here to play the esports.
Sergeant Vincent Cruz is a recruiter. He says video games are a way for the Army to connect with more people. It even started a professional esports team, which has become part of his pitch.
Reach out to these men and women and show them actually, hey, you can actually do this in the Army and get paid, by the way.
The Army has been struggling to attract new soldiers. Last year, it fell 6,000 troops short of its national recruiting goal. This year, the Army set a lower goal and met it. But Cruz says the old ways to attract potential recruits just aren't working the way they used to.
Phone calls and, you know, text messages is not, you know, the way to go. Traditionally, that's how we've been trying to reach out to the population. For here, it's very difficult, you know what I mean? So now it's more like the Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
The Army says it's opened 44 virtual recruiting stations that are trying to reach potential soldiers through social media and text. And it calls its esports efforts some of the highest lead-generating events in the history of the all-volunteer force.
Do it!
Across the gaming arena, 17-year-old Gavin Gaines is sitting at one of the computers, staring at the bright screen. How is he doing so far?
I've died like 4 times in 3 missions, so not going to say greatest.
Gaines says he isn't ready for college yet, and he's about 95% sure he wants to go to the military. A big reason for him is community.
It's always just kind of been a big motivator for me, is just kind of like having somewhere where I belong. I like the military because it's like, you may not even necessarily like everyone, but it's like, you know, they have your back type of thing.
Out of about 110 people that attended the esports event, the military says it gained 35 leads. Michelle Alcantar is also 17 and a brand new recruit. She'll graduate in December, and by the summer, she's off to boot camp in Oklahoma. She got into video games through her brother-in-law, who's also in the Army. Call of Duty is a favorite. Both gaming and the military are stereotypically guy things, but she's proud to be a woman doing both of them.
To me, it's really special because not a lot of women, I feel like, are represented in the Army, and I feel like it's such a power move for women just because, like, we can do the same thing men can, and we're finally allowed to do that after I know that years that we couldn't.
Alcantar also ended up winning a raffle that night. She went home with a copy of the new game for Xbox, but she didn't say whether she'll take it to boot camp with her. In Denver, I'm Taylor Allen.